Great. Welcome to this edition of TechNet Radio. I'm your host, Tommy Patterson, Senior Technical Evangelist out of the Southeast. You may know me from virtuallycloud9.com, where I have blogs that walk through all kinds of different things that we do from an IT pro perspective. Joining me today, Young Kwon, the Senior Service Engineering Manager at Microsoft. Young, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Young. I manage Microsoft IT internal client data strategy, pretty much. So including data backup, file sync, cloud storage, and file sharing and collaboration.
That's quite a package you've got to haul around there, isn't it? That's a lot of stuff.
So it's Silicon, so everybody IT pros.
Yeah. So you've been around past 18 years doing this type of thing, starting off as a network engineer and then kind of moving yourself through the ranks of IT, I would say. So, you know, your past, how long have you been at Microsoft?
Microsoft, this is my 8th year. Mm-hmm. So about 8 years at Microsoft.
Very cool. Very cool. I'm going on my 2nd year at the end of this month. So I'm a newbie compared to you. But it's great to have you on the show. Folks, today we're talking about protecting corporate client data using Windows work folders. If you haven't heard about this new technology, it's one of the most exciting ones that we deliver in our IT pro camps. In fact, the last one I delivered, we had a consultant in the room. He deployed it for 2 of his customers before we even finished the pro camp. So, and they loved it. Really exciting stuff. It's a new way. I think of it kind of like your own personal implementation of a SkyDrive for your company, but that's just my spin on it. I wouldn't call those technologies mapped together. So Young, let's talk about what it is first, and you kind of give me your side of what work folders is.
Definitely. Work folder is basically a new flagship feature on Windows 8.1 and Server 2012 R2. So back then, when that first program released, it's sort of like we are looking for, you know, people-centric, BYOD, bring your own device, more like a mobile service and cloud service type of thing, especially focusing on to client data, enterprise data, right? So The existing solution we had was like a Windows-based folder redirection and SkyDrive. Now we call it OneDrive for personal data, and SkyDrive Pro, now we call OneDrive for Business, for SharePoint Online solution and so on. But however, there's everything is not 100% perfect, and some specific scenarios IT having a lot of questions and try to solve the problem for users' enterprise data easily and simply provide users can access to any device, also very secure method. So this feature, when was introduced, it was very intriguing for, as an IT pro, especially the service manager myself. So I jumped in, and then I partnership with the product group. We validated. So that's what the background of work folders. So this is more like work folders will give you give IT pro more control, as well as make users too easy to use the file sync solution.
So they have, say they have like a one of the Surface RT devices or Windows 8.1 Surface or one of the new device touch devices, and they aren't really joined to the domain, or they're not really interested in, you know, it's their personal machine, but they need to access corporate data. So this is kind of a secure way of doing that?
Yes, that is correct. But of course, first of all, everybody has your own main managed device company provided. So that's where, that place where you store important data, right? So Work folders can enable to centralize an IT managed cloud, which is private cloud today. And then we can actually synchronize to the non-managed machines that you own personally. So that's the kind of concept, correct?
All right. Very, very cool. All right. So let's talk about the benefits of work folders, you know, from a more of a granular, you know, I know it's easy to deploy. Talk about how, you know, what's it like to manage? What's it like to use it?
Right. So IT pro perspective, it is pretty easy because it is a Windows solution, right? We don't need any third-party application. We don't need additional application that we have to, IT has to customize on. So we use Windows client for the Windows client side. And the infrastructure side, we use Windows Server. So this is already an out-of-box feature. So it's pretty easy to do, pretty straightforward. And then also another thing that I really liked it is I didn't have to invest in any infrastructure because I already have file server all over the place. So I just leveraged the existing file server, which is TCO, right? Total concept, ownership concept. And I just add on work folders infrastructure on top of it while I have existing services. And then also just the user side is pretty easy. The feedback what I got from them is just pretty simple and easy. So very productive. That's another thing. And then, you know, you can actually access, also user side is more like a lot of control because you can create the work folders directory automatically created there. And then you can just move your important files on that directory. So is you have some control as well. So that's the kind of thing that will be an intriguing point.
And as you add those files, they synchronize up to the server side, and then any device you have work folders installed on, they'll be synced up from the server side, right?
Correct. Yep.
Cool. So you use the existing file servers that you already have. So you're solidifying that investment even more. And it gives the employees a way of being more productive, be it on different devices other than their corporate laptop or machine that's been issued to them. They can be productive on some of their personal devices if they like to. From a control perspective, from an IT pro, is it as simple as using Server Manager, managing the folder through File Explorer, or you know, any special pieces there we might need to pay attention to?
Yeah, there's a few pieces the IT pro has to pay attention to. It has to be secure in transit. So therefore, you have to gather SSL certificate, which is a very simple way to get. And you have to integrate that certificate to the server. And then also that Windows Server feature itself has what we call FSRM, Files Server Resource Manager. So Workfolder is one of those. So you can just enable it and then put it into the sync share there. Mm-hmm. And then client side, we can just leverage user's email address or user domain alias. So have them connect to our server, which I call discovery server. And then we can discover user alias to create the sync share. And from that point, all user can do is just go to control panel, open up work folders API, and set up by using their email address. Boom, it's done. So that is simple as that.
And for some of the shops that have looked at the new features, I'm guessing that this works with the dedupe functionality that comes with server as well?
Absolutely. Yep.
Very cool. That's a big one, especially when you have lots of different same files all over your file server. It helps shrink the space. This gives them the ability to sync with that device that they're, you know, wherever they are. And then it gives the IT pros a little bit of an insight into how much data they're currently, each user's currently has, right, on each device.
Right.
Very, yep. Very cool. Very cool.
So, is another thing is I can want to talk about real quick is you can have one file server. You can provision multiple drive, right, and then 2 terabyte per drive or 5 terabyte per drive depending on your situation. And then you can do just move on, next. So you don't have to worry about, you know, anything because the server itself has certificate and SSL protected. And also users, the client system, files are all encrypted because you have the functions on the server side you can encrypt. Also, we can implement password locking policy, stuff like that. It's
nice.
All Windows solution.
Right. And it's seamlessly integrated into Windows 8.1. Do you need SharePoint or Office 365 in this mix at all?
No, not at all. That's a completely. That's another advantage we have. Of course, business, we use a lot of SharePoint Online, Office 365 heavily, but this particular piece, we do not need SharePoint infrastructure.
Very cool. Can you enable quotas on this for each user?
Yes, definitely. This is exactly file server feature. Therefore, you have FSRM. There's quota management. So exactly what you do other service, right? Like a file share. This is something like file share. So you can just enable FSRM, quota management, you set the quota limit, or you can do a soft limit or a hard limit, whatever your organization need.
Very nice. All right. So maybe can we see a little peek of it? Do you have a demo you could show us?
Yeah, sure. Let me get this sharing so you guys can see it. I'd like to share a Microsoft IT specific work folder service diagram. This can be done differently at your organization, but this is MSIT specific. So we have Microsoft Corp Active Directory, which is internal Chrome environment. And so let's say we have the file servers and sync servers and all that good stuff within Active Directory. We have a bunch of different domains. So obviously users has domain join devices. So the way it connects is the each user in this their own device connect through IIS redirected server once they join work folders, and then within that Active Directory, our discovery server will recognize your email alias and then create your sync share to the most closest domain server. Right, that's basically how it works. And also we use a DNS. Active Directory, so just like our traditional Windows Server infrastructure. And non-domain join device, non-managed, we leverage Intune. I'm not sure you guys are familiar with that, but Windows Intune will give us IT manage enrollment of the device. And then with that, we provide MSIT VPN connection. We call AutoConnect VPN for the non-domain join personal device. Of course, all the data is EFS with enterprise ID encrypted. And then we go through the NAP. And then once ChromeNet connection is established and the data is synced to that the device with encrypted fashion. So once it's done, of course, that device is not managed anymore. For example, like a compromised or stolen, things like that. Then automatically the trigger into a feature called remote wipe trigger and then remove the work folders. So that's the kind of things I would like to share with you, the overall. And then as far as IT, MSIT users, when you want to enroll, simply people goes to IT web page or just type in as IT work folders, right? So if you simply just type IT work folders, it will take you to the IT work folders enrollment page. So once it's done, connection is kind of slow here. There you go. So once you come and some people like watch the video to how to do it exactly. And then first of all, you have to select your domain. So my domain is Redmond. And then you can click join now. So that's it. And then once it's done, what you need to do is go to the control panel. It says I already joined, of course. And you go to control panel. There's work folders directory. And then you just simply click set up work folders. And then you put in your email address. And next, it will discover you to the sync share. And then you can just read what it is and it will be created under your profile. Of course, some advanced user can change that work folders folder somewhere different than your profile. But default users, most 99% users create your own profile. Click next. And you have to accept IT policies, which is encrypt work folders and password policy and erase all files in case you lose the PC, so on. And then you accept and set up work folders and connect, set up, done. That's it. And then once it's done, you close it. What's happening here is we'll show you where they created it. So in Windows 8.1, and this on the TSPC, the work folder directory is created right here, right? So of course, mine is already set up, so it's syncing now. But once it's set up, then you can actually move some files, in this folder. So for example, like I have document, and I can open another file explorer here, and then you can just move. Let's say some documents down here, work folders, maybe a couple of couple of the folders over here. So now it's automatically encrypted. If you look at these green colors, right? Encryption. Mm-hmm. So that's how it works. So once it's done, and of course gives you 25 gig storage, pretty generous. So it's a syncing. So once it's completely synced, then you can set up this exactly same things to other machine, including your non-domain join personal device.
That's fantastic, Young. Thanks for showing that to us. So that's how Microsoft does it. But I noticed there's a web page. And when I set up the demos for folks, you know, in my pro camps, I don't really do a web page side. So that's custom, right?
Correct. It's a pretty simple IIS, you know, ASP.NET program. As anybody who knows how to create a simple web page, you can do that easily.
Okay. So that's something added on. And then when you talk through the wizard, there was a part where you were talking about if you lose your device, that it can, you know, remove all the data. Tell us a little bit about how that piece works.
That works is just specific to the domain, non-domain join personal device mostly. So what happened is user enrolled Intune, and the Intune will manage your device through the IT, right? So there's a embedded piece called Workfolder's remote wipe function. So once the machine lose Intune enrollment, in other words, gets stolen, not in the network, maybe a day or so, not connected, then it's trigger, so alarm. So actually, you can do yourself even if you, let's say you lost your device. Oh shoot, I need a, you know, make protect. Then you can go to your own phone, other SCCM managed device, my device, and you can see it because that device is managed, right? And you can just click it and delete. That's very simple. Remote wipe. Yep.
And so that works on Windows 8.1. What about RT? Is it part of that too?
Yes. Part of things as well. RT also has those Intune available through network join. I don't know if you remember the service RT device. There's a PC settings and there's a network, workplace join. That's what it is, Intune, right? So once it's joined, it, then your device, RT device is managed.
Okay.
That's very, a pretty requisite. Good. Yeah.
Very good. Okay. So any other thing that we need to talk through? I mean, I know that there's several different things we've covered here. Any pieces like from the IT pro or from your staff, any ongoing that you need to do to keep managed, anything ongoing for support?
Definitely. So we have to monitor our server performance and capacity. And also we manage based on the user location. In Microsoft IT, we have 8 different domains. We service globally. So we have to provision file servers each region, right? So, and then constantly watching the storage growth and then manage the user count per server, that kind of stuff. That's kind of typical for any file server management.
Okay. And what about from a security standpoint? I mean, we have over 2 million remote connections per month. You know, malware or any type of compromise, you have to, are you guys watching over that? And if a user ID gets disabled, are you watching for that, or is that automatic?
That's automatic because the period, as I said earlier, is a VPN connection is required, which means domain join machine, of course, everything is through the NAP, network access protocol. So we don't have to worry about that kind of stuff. And then non-domain join device also, we use MSI VPN through Intune. So that particular machine has to be met that security protocol. Of course, some other organization, they may not want to do that. That's because Workfolder's functionality doesn't really require MSI VPN connection. So you can use ADFS or web proxy. We call reverse proxy, in other words. You can do that depending on your organization's situation. But MSIT, we decided not to use that. We use MSI VPN.
Okay. And so when they're using a traditional setup of Workfolder's, that doesn't necessarily mean that when that VPN type tunnel is connected in to connect to that Workfolder server, that doesn't mean they have access to everything else, right? Specifically, correct, just the Workfolder's, and that's over HTTPS.
Correct. And then also is encrypted.
Very cool. Any closing thoughts today? I mean, anything you want to cover that we didn't talk about?
I think almost covered, but the one thing, another thing is just the other IT pros perspective is very easy to deploy. That's one thing, and very cost effective because you can use existing infrastructure firewall, the storage, and also user perspective is pretty easy to set up. So you don't need additional application and anything else. So I think this is mostly covered. And then again, one caveat is you have to have Windows 8.1 and the Windows 2012 R2 platform. Otherwise, it won't work. But I think we just launched Windows 7 WorkFolders Agent separately. So right. The customer who does have Windows 7 platforms can use it. But Windows 7 is only limited to domain join managed machine only.
Right, which pretty much would be the norm for those machines anyway. So very, very cool. Well, I really appreciate you coming on the show today. I think it's been fun for everyone to kind of see how we do it here internally. Any other thoughts you might want to share? Folks, if you haven't looked on virtuallycloud9.com, you can find walkthroughs on how to get started with Server 2012, even if you want to build it on your own laptop, side-by-side, so dual booting. Those lab guides are there. There's a 180-day eval that you can try it out. And of course, WorkFolders comes with that. So all the technology we've talked about today comes with that download. So you're not having to worry about a dedupe or some feature not being there. Again, Young, great show today. Any parting thoughts?
No, I think thank you for joining, and have a great day. And I'm go ahead and try it.
Great, sounds good. We'll see you next time, folks.